News, I'm Laura Winters. New this Saturday, negotiations underway for a potential deal to free some of the hostages being held by Hamas terrorists right now in Gaza. About 240 people, mostly Israelis, being held since they were kidnapped at gunpoint on October 7th during the terrorist attack at the music festival and at various kibbutzes near the Israeli-Gaza border, where 1,200 Jews were slaughtered, some shot in the head, others beheaded, their homes set on fire. A hospital in Gaza City, Al-Quds, reportedly almost out of fuel and may not be able to operate much longer as the war rages on. It's believed Hamas operating underneath hospitals in the region. The United Nations estimates more than 1 million Gaza residents displaced during Israel's war to wipe out Hamas. Saudi Arabia hosting an emergency summit of Arab leaders in Riyadh this weekend. Back here in the United States, the military raising the age for Americans to join as there are huge issues in recruitment under the Biden administration, USA's Corey Myers reports.
Now's your chance to join the Air Force or Space Force. Both branches of the military are raising the maximum age applicants can enlist to 42, a bump up of 3 years from the previous age of 39. Most branches of the U.S. military are having trouble recruiting, with all but the Marines missing their recruiting goals last year.
I'm Corey Myers. And a look now at the week ahead. President Biden scheduled to meet with the president of China here in the United States. The location picked, San Francisco, where city leaders are busy relocating the homeless who have occupied the city living in tents, and they're busy clearing out drug addicts who shoot up around the clock. California Governor Democrat Gavin Newsom, just back from a week-long meeting in China, admits the cleanup is ongoing. This is USA News.
Hey, here's a question. After you wear your clothes, you toss them in the washing machine, right? Nobody wants to wear dirty clothes. So how come you don't throw your shoes in the washing machine when they get dirty? I mean, come on. Your shoes are touching the filthy ground all day long. Gross. Well, with Skechers, you can. Because most Skechers are machine washable. That's right. Skechers are specially made so you can toss them right in the washing machine and keep them clean and looking new. And when they look new, you can confidently wear them longer. That's less shoes you're going to want to throw away, which means less waste. And it'll save you tons of dough. I love that. Plus, machine washable Skechers are for the whole family, men, women, and kids. So when your kids get their shoes dirty, oh, and we know they will, just wash them. Brilliant! And even our latest technology, new hands-free Skechers slip-ins are washable. You just step right in and go without bending down or even touching your shoes. So give your Skechers the same treatment you give your clothes. Just toss them in the washing machine and keep them looking brand spanking new. Find machine washable Skechers at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear happens to be sold.
If you remain in the roadway and refuse to utilize the sidewalk, you will be placed under arrest and charged with disorderly conduct.
As the war against Hamas terrorists rages on in the Middle East, thousands of anti-Israeli protesters flooding the streets of New York City Friday night, attempting to enter Grand Central Station again, but police blocking it off, several demonstrators arrested. Staying now in New York City, FBI agents taking cell phones belonging to New York City Mayor Democrat Eric Adams as part of a federal investigation into campaign fundraising. Armed with a search warrant, the agents confiscating the phones and an iPad, the investigation looking at whether foreign money from Turkey was funneled into his campaign. Adams has not been accused of any wrongdoing so far, but he is the latest politician to come under scrutiny for ties to foreign governments. Looking ahead now to next week, President Biden scheduled to meet with the President of China here in the United States. The location, San Francisco. More now on the story from USA's John Schaefer.
Biden is scheduled to hold a meeting with Chinese leader Xi Jinping in San Francisco next week. The meeting set to take place on the sidelines of a CEO summit during which Xi Jinping is anticipated to address prominent American business executives. Xi will be speaking to business leaders during a period of heightened tension in U.S.-China relations.
And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.